Let's ponder for a moment on Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you today, and once again, we've heard over and over in the songs, we are your children. Today, while we've heard, many of us have heard this message so many times in our lives, I pray that you and we, in union with you, open our minds and our hearts to receive the message. We are created in your image and likeness. We are your children. We thank you for this opportunity to come together in this beautiful day that you prepared for us so long ago. We thank you for the worship team and their music that brings joy to your ears, along with all those singing in the church family here. And those of us who can't sing very well, we at least get to carry the bucket with the tunes in them. And we just thank you so much for your undying love. In Jesus' name, amen. We've all heard, we've read, we've even studied and discussed how God created everything. Remember? Yeah. You've heard it over and over, most of you, throughout your lives. But do we remember? Do we get it? Since the beginning of this year, God has been telling us, he's been reminding us, he's been urging us to know we are his creation, his children, through the sermons that he, God, has given Pastor Jim and Reverend Peterson. Now today you get it one more time. Don't you think that you're alone, because you're not. All of us forget, because life happens, doesn't it? It absolutely does. Nothing worse than sitting there enjoying your meal, as recently happened, and those lovely hornets decide they want part of your dinner, and they show up. And it was a beautiful night, and then all of a sudden, you do something really cool. You think, I'm going to get him. And my wife takes the napkin and goes, gotcha. And sure enough, she did. There was a mistake. She opened it up to see if she got him good. And it said, you didn't. And got the tip of her finger. And that sucker was just, it swelled up. It hurt. We couldn't find the stinger. We figured, well, it'll be okay in a day or two. It took a week. Yes, some of you know the experience. But it was one of those beautiful moments disrupted by life. So we have them. Over the past 6 weeks, Pastor Jim has shared with us that God is the God of all creation. He shared that God of all creation is the creator of water, mountains, deserts, fire and wind, everything. Now, some of you may have been confused when he shared about earth, wind, and fire and thought it was the famous, infamous musical group from the late 60s and 70s. That's why you got to see the video. Okay? Earth, wind, and fire, Maurice White, the leader and founder of that group, was out, that song about a star, shining star, was from him taking a walk out away from the city lights, and he looked up and he saw the shining stars. And that was the motivation behind his message in that song. You're a shining star, every one of you. Okay? Now, some of you may take a little longer for your light to get down to earth, but I know I'm waiting for mine. But anyway, they cannot be compared. That group cannot be compared to our Creator, our God Almighty. Now let's look rather at the God of all creation. He saw that what he created was good. We know and believe that he created everything, but how often do we remember that he created us? Ponder that. Think about it. You know, I pause because I do want you to ponder. He created us. Genesis 1, verse 28. God blessed them. And he said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Fill the earth and subdue it. We're the stewards of the earth, are we not? You may find it interesting, just as I do, that Moses, the author of Genesis, recorded God's words about creating mankind. Note this, God repeated himself saying, make and create mankind. Quote, in our image and likeness, in the image of God, end quote. Why would God repeat himself so many times? Perhaps because he knows us. He knows that we need a message reinforced many times before it sinks in and sticks in our brains and our hearts. The researchers say it takes at least 7 times before we get a message. How many of you have ever walked up to the wall that clearly says, wet paint? Yeah, I see you laughing. Yeah, me too. It's like, oh, gee. Some of us are a little slower than others. But why would God repeat himself? You know that. You and I are made in the image of God. In this crazy mixed up world, which, by the way, is a crazy mixed up world back in his day and before. Okay? So there's nothing new under the sun. We need to be reminded of this on a regular basis. Now, I cringe when Debbie reads over my sermon before I give it. It's like, eeks. And she said to me, what you have said to yourselves before. You know, Pastor Jim gave that same message before. Or Reverend Peterson, or someone else. Why are you doing that message again? And I went, read the message again. Bless her heart. I'm picking on her. No, I'm not. She just happens to be my beloved bride of 45 years, pushing 46 next year if she lets me stay after today. Oh, easy, Billy. The single guy sitting there like, anyway. In this crazy mixed up world, we need to be reminded of this. We don't belong to the world. We belong to our Creator, God Almighty. As you know, there's more to the creation story than I've shared. If you're wondering about it, need a refresher of the rest of the story, take time to read chapters 1 and 2. And maybe even more in the book of Genesis. If you want further confirmation about who you are, then look also through numerous different books in both the Old and the New Testament that reference back to the creation story. They're throughout. I have a list of them, but I'm not going to bore you with that. By the way, I'll encourage you to go look. When your life seems upside down or not going the way you want it to, then look and read God's word. Oh, really? Yeah, really? I have to do that. What makes you any different? I'm just like you. Well, slightly off balance, but still lovable. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. I'm quoting God's words. There's no question we are his creation. And how often do we forget the other point that was made in the music as well this morning? We are God's children. Wow. Think about that. We're God's children. That's humbling. God didn't and hasn't, nor will he ever forget that we are his children. So he promises that he'll take care of us. Not in the worldly ways, but he'll take care of us. Think about it. Remember the call of Jeremiah to be a prophet? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Now, you and I are probably not called to be prophets and be grateful for that. Many of them had a terrible ending. Though many people today and in years before think they're prophets. Be glad you're not. But we are called to serve the Lord with our many different giftings. Well, wait a minute. I don't know what my giftings are. Yeah, you do. You absolutely do. But do you think about it? Do you pray about it? Well, I don't know what it is. Did you do something for your neighbors? The gift of giving. Did you welcome someone in your home? And maybe just a drink or a meal. That's the gift that you keep on giving. Is the, you know, you just, it's a gift. Now, Anne Marie, Bruce, where are you? Oh, there you go. She's hiding. And all of a sudden, I went blank. They're all gifted musicians. Melissa can keep a beat on the drums. I had to give up my Catholicism because I didn't have rhythm. Some of you who know what that's about will share with others. Okay? But we all have gifts. Do we embrace them? Do we use them? Now, you know, the Olympics just ended, and there's all kinds of stories that came out of that, both about the athletes and about fans and all the stuff that went on. But did you know there was a Scotsman, an Englishman, and an Irishman? They wanted to get into the Olympics, but they didn't have any tickets. So the Scotsman picks up a manhole cover, tucks it under his arm, and walks to the gate. McTavish. I can't do accents. Scotland, he says. Discus. And he walks in. The Englishman picks up a length of scaffolding and slings it over his shoulder. Waddington Smith. England, he says. Pole vault. And he walks in. The Irishman's not going to be outdone. He picks up a roll of barbed wire and tucks it under his arm. O'Malley, Ireland, he says. Fencing. Okay. So they were merely spectators. Is that what you are? Are you merely a spectator, or are you a participant? We attempt to be humble. Not me, no. And trust me, you cannot imagine how many battles I've had with myself over the years. So you're not alone. I can't. Yes, you can. God gifted you. God gave you the ability to do certain things, and it's for His kingdom. It's His purpose. It's His will that you have those gifts. He knows His plans for us. As a matter of fact, God promised in Jeremiah 29 is not really different today than we told the Israelites that after 70 years of bondage, long time, He said, "For I know I have the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." What are you in captivity about? Take it to the Lord. Ask Him. I'm in captivity. I'm not in captivity. Oh, yeah. If you were honest with yourself or ask somebody who you trusted, what does that mean? How am I in captivity? It'd be interesting to see what you find out. His promise to us is the same today, no matter what our bondage is that we're experiencing. Now look again at John 3:16 and beyond. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Most people stop right there. Now look further. "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." Again, most people stop about there. He loves us, His children. When we hurt, He hurts. God the Father wants us to be happy, but not in the prideful, worldly ways. We are called to live above our circumstances. Difficult things happen in life, yes? Absolutely. And everybody's got their story. Grief happens, right? We all have our stories. Evil is all around us. But we get to choose whether or not to seek the Lord in the midst of difficult times. When our lives are not what we expected, many of you can relate to that statement. Gee, I thought I was going to fill in the blank. When we don't have success, fame, glory, money, and so on that we think we should have. Who? We think we should have. My life should be better than it is. Really? Says who? Did God say that? Sometimes we've beaten ourselves up so badly that we don't see a way out of our own dilemmas. This is when we get to make a choice. We get to make a choice. Deny that we are made in the image of who? God, our Creator. And His love for us is real. Now and forever. He wants us, His children, hi kids, to prosper for His purpose and His glory. As Reverend Peterson said once upon a time when Pastor Jim asked him, "How did you make it through 53 years of ministry?" And he said, "The joy of the Lord." Huh? What does that look like? Now, Pastor didn't say that. We do, at least some of us. But it kept him going in both good and bad times in the 53 years that he served the Lord as a pastor. Now, guess what? He's still ministering today, even though he is, quote, retired. He's not retired. He's just shifted locations. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, the Apostle Paul, John, Paul, hi. Are you with me? What? Yeah, what? The Apostle tells us we are God's children. Look at what he says. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. That is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Do you know him? Do you know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? The one Trinity, the one true God? If you don't, get together with someone and ask questions. If you need reaffirmation, confirmation about what you've believed before, but life has gotten in the way, go find someone who is solid in their faith and walk with Christ, than God the Father and the Holy Spirit. I pray you believe. I pray you know by faith and trust that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are actually with you, calling you and encouraging you to seek him directly, as many of our ancestors did. You know, many people's lives in and out of the Bible have been documented as seeking God's grace, love, and mercy as his children. He wants each and every one of us to do the same. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your day. I thank you for the words you have given us to remind us from where our identity comes from, from whom our identity comes from. It's from you, Lord. You give us a calling to serve you as your children. We thank you so much, Lord, for all you've done for us. And we ask that we find ourselves in a place of submission to you, Almighty God, our Maker, our Creator, our everything. That we humble ourselves and come before you, seeking you and seeking your will and your way. That we may go forth and flourish, and that your word would go out far greater than ever before, starting in our own hearts, minds, and souls. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.